Normally, when I chat with Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye, we are looking at some forthcoming audio described events at maybe theatres, museums, or galleries. And most recently, these tend to be online. Today, though, Anne has some news for us and she's looking for your help. Thanks for joining us, Anne.
Thank you very much, Alan.
Tell me about this piece of research.
Yes, this piece of research is being run by Vocalise and the Audio Description Association, and ADA, as we call it, has members working in theatres all over the country, and Scotland has a similar organisation. The aim of the survey is to try to find out how people are feeling about going back into buildings. The other part of the research is asking people about their experiences and expectations of streamed and online events. So I think we're all aware that people may be feeling a bit anxious about going back into theatres and back into buildings, using public transport, about being guided, finding new ways around the building. So many places have put in a one-way system. And so you might think, oh, well, I'm familiar with that building. I'm happy to go there on my own. And then you might feel a bit concerned about that, the whole social distance thing, about whether you're happy to have your dog looked after, because often in theatre for audio described shows, we're looking after the dogs. And then there are questions relating to touch tours and what you think about those. So we're trying to find out in advance of theatres being able to reopen what people think, what their major concerns are. And then there are questions about what people have thought about things they've seen online and listened to with audio description.
I suppose there's a lot to take into consideration, but not a mountain to climb, but it would be great to get this feedback.
It would, because if people say, oh, well, what would really help me would be this, then that can be factored in. And also there may be things the theatres haven't thought about as well. I did come across ramble tags, which are a kind of armband that you can wear that has a tag on it for people to hold if people don't want to be touched so closely. So as you say, it's not a mountain. There are ways round it. And the more input we have from people who are at the sharp end, people who do use the service, because it's for our listeners that we do it, the better, really. It's whether you can relax and enjoy the performance because you know those things are being taken care of.
And equally important as well, Anne, you know, the current offering, which is mainly streamed, recorded or live events. And I think, you know, we have to keep in mind these were put in place quite hurriedly, when theatres and galleries and museums had to close down. So you're almost starting from the beginning here, trying to get these audio described tracks incorporated into performances as well. I mean, they are growing. We talk about it every time we have a catch up. And I suppose for the future as well, now perhaps recording things like this would be a benefit.
To me, that's one of the strongest aspects of lockdown has been, well, if we're going to put a production on, we should film it, we should put captions on it, and we should put audio description on it. And I strongly believe that every theatre company now should do that, because so many of them do film their performances. So if they have a decent enough camera, they can film it, they can put all the access onto that filmed version, and then have it available, charge people to watch it. And then if people are thinking, well, I do want to go back to the theatre, or I'm missing my theatre, but I'm just not ready to go back into a building, they can access it that way. People on the other side of the world can access it. People who have mobility impairments and they're thinking, well, I don't want to go in a taxi or on a train just yet, they can experience it wherever they live. So I think there's a lot of possibilities there for the future.
And those possibilities are only possible, and if people do get involved in the survey. So what are the details?
You can contact me at mindsidedescription@gmail.com. You can go to the Vocalize website. We're on Twitter. Vocalize is on Twitter. Mind's Eye Arts is on Twitter. And get copies of the survey. But if you're having difficulty finding it, or if you'd like a large print version, just drop us a line and we will gladly send it out to you.
And is there a deadline for responses?
There is. It's the end of September, ideally. So if people can reply by then, that would be great. There'll probably be a little bit of leeway, but ideally the end of September, and then we can analyse the results and start getting them out to the theatres.
And please do, as Anne says, get involved. The more, the better. And thank you very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan.